It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There were many controversial calls in baseball over the past week, including some that impacted the Pirates. The instant replay and the expansion of that in the major leagues was supposed to eliminate all that. Here to talk about it is our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. His video blog is called Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for joining us. You are someone who has followed baseball for many, many years. You used to be the Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And in those days, or years ago anyway, the argument, the rhubarb, as it was called, between a manager and the umpire, or a player and an umpire, was something that was part of baseball and something that fans enjoyed because you got to see two guys screaming at each other, and it was kind of fun. This expanded use of instant replay was supposed to eliminate all that, but it doesn't seem to be doing so. Explain what's going on here.
They've opened up a Pandora's box, Paul, and I don't know what's going to come out of it. Look, I know replay is here to stay because the technology was supposed to ensure that they got the calls right. Well, all they've done is add an extra layer of bureaucracy and judgment, and you're not going to get every call right because baseball is an imperfect game played by human beings who are imperfect. Hey, I remember when Lloyd McClendon stole first base once, really fired up the crowd and his team. Of course, they lost 100 games that year. But they're not going to get every call right. It's just impossible. You might not have the right angle. You might not overturn what was called on the field. And I find myself already, as I watch a game, try to enjoy a baseball game, I'm thinking, well, they're going to challenge this. Now here comes that. And what's this going to be?
Well, now instant replay up until this year, they brought it into baseball a few years ago, and it was mainly to get the home run calls right, whether a ball, because it's pretty far out there, and with four umpires, they add a couple in the postseason, but with just the four, a lot of times way out in the outfield, it's hard, if not impossible, to see whether a ball cleared the fence or hit something else and bounced back, and whether it should be a double or a home run. So, was there anything beyond that that instant replay was supposed to do?
Yeah, fair or foul, okay. Home runs, whether a home run cleared defense, and whether there was fan interference. It was very limited in scope and still not a perfect system. But I remember the umpires before instant replay would huddle and say, you know, was that ball fair or foul? And they would actually overturn a home run call or uphold one. But now they've expanded it, and basically the impetus was that blown call in a perfect game in Detroit, where the Detroit pitcher had a perfect game. It was a play at first. The guy was the ball beat him to the bag. It was a wonderful, perfect game thrown, except the umpire called him safe for whatever reason. Now they're trying to eliminate that. But, you know, again, I don't want to sound like a Luddite, which I am, but it's not a cure-all.
Well, what we've seen in the past week, including a call between the Pirate in a game between the Pirates and the Cubs, where Starling Marte had thrown out a player at the plate, a Cubs runner. I can't remember who it was, but the ball clearly arrived before the player did. He slid in. He was called safe. And they went to the replay, which seemed to confirm that the runner was out at the plate. But they still called him safe. So what's going on here? Is there a lack of video evidence? Are the umpires ignoring the video evidence? What's going on?
Well, in that particular, what a great baseball play. A throw with the plate, you know, everything you live for. And the throw beats the runner, and the catcher tags him, and he's called safe. But they didn't challenge the play.
That's right. That's right.
It was thought that, well, maybe this is that new rule where a catcher can't block the plate, which is like fixing a problem that didn't exist. So they didn't challenge it. And then the umpire said, well, he got his foot in on the plate before the tag was applied, which was absurd because the umpire was behind the catcher and couldn't see anyway. So this play went unchallenged, and everybody said, well, why didn't he challenge it? And I still don't know why, and I still don't know why the runner was called safe. Because in my view, he was clearly out.
I think anybody who saw it thought he was clearly out. So explain the new rule, too, about this. The catcher cannot block the home plate unless what?
Well, he cannot block the plate if he does not have possession of the ball. If he has possession of the ball, he can try to block the plate and tag the runner. Now, if you're an umpire, you have to consider all these facts in your head as you're making this judgment call on a bang-bang play at the plate. It's this is the Buster Posey rule, the San Francisco Giants catcher, who was injured and missed the whole season because he had torn ligaments blocking the plate while a runner plowed into him. Trying to eliminate the collision at the plate to avoid injury, but they've changed the game.
So now it's become confusing.
Yes.
And is it just making the games longer? Should they go back to the way it used to be? Can they do that?
Oh, I don't think they'll go back. They can't go back now. Like I said, once you open that Pandora's box, you got to continue with it. But what it is going to, it's already changed the game. It's changed the nature of the game. It's changed the structure of the game. It's changed the way people look at baseball. Now, we as observers and fans have to get used to a whole different game of baseball, one that we've known for 128 years.
We're talking with our sports guy, Bob Dvorak. Let's move on to hockey quickly in the minute or so that we have left. Chris Letang has returned to the Penguins lineup in the last week. He has played well. This is the defenseman for the Penguins who had a stroke earlier in the year. Has any other athlete come back from a stroke, from something as devastating as Letang has, to perform at such a level in a professional sport?
It's an unprecedented situation. You don't expect a stroke to happen to athletes who are so supremely trained and talented, but it did. Now, the question is, he was cleared by the doctors. He was cleared by the team, but the decision was his. He had to decide, do I walk away from the game I play and love and live, or do I risk going back out on the ice? And they say the chances are that nothing will happen. But that was a pretty gutsy decision on his part to go back out there. And, it sounds ridiculous to say, but the team missed him. I mean, He brings an added dimension, so it's great to see him on the ice. You just hold your breath and keep your fingers crossed, say your prayers that nothing bad happens to him while he's out there.
And the Penguins open the playoffs against Columbus on Wednesday. Very quickly, Bob, how do you see that series going in about 15 seconds here?
Thank God it's not the Flyers. They beat the Blue Jackets all five games this season, but there's nothing for granted in the playoffs. It's a completely different animal from the regular season. The Penguins win, though.
Okay, that's Bob Dvorak's prediction. He's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus. Check out his video blog. It's called Sportsnet. Bob, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Hey, great, Paul. Great being with you.
Tomorrow, we'll talk with Pittsburghers going back to run the Boston Marathon 1 year after the bombings. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.